This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Tan Chung Han and Melissa Idris. Sarawak Chief Minister announced the withdrawal of four Sarawak-based Barisan National Parties from the federal coalition. The four parties are Parti Bersatu Bumiputra, Parti Rakyat Sarawak, Sarawak United People's Party and Progressive Democratic Party. This move deprives the Barisan National of 19 seats in Parliament, reducing the Barisan National strength in the federal assembly to 60. Now, the DAP Sarawak Chief, Chong Tien-Jen, said that the party made this move for political survival, not because of true change. He called the move superficial. On the line, we have Yang Berhormat Barubian, PKR Sarawak State Chief and MP for Selangau. Thank you so much and good morning to you, Baru, for joining us this morning. I want to begin with something before we get to the question of PBBs and the GPS move. Can I ask you about a Malaysian Insight report that this morning that says that it comes from highly placed sources that you have been named the Works Minister Designate. This would be significant considering the serious infrastructure needs of both Sarawak as well as Sabah.
Good morning to you, BFM, and all listeners this morning. On that news, I have not been informed officially of that, although I have heard of these rumors floating around. But indeed, we were saying that if there should be any a portfolio given to us in Sarawak, I think the public work would be the most relevant portfolio for us because of the fact that we're far lagging behind in terms of development infrastructure and the rest. And I think if that is true, then we welcome that. But for now, I've not been informed officially of this.
Okay, well, we'll have to find out whether that report is in fact true. I think the sources have cited that it could be as early as after Raya, so we might hear something as early as next week. But if I could come back to the BN Sarawak, the exodus, the move to form Gabungan Parti Sarawak, does it at all benefit Pakatan Harapan at the federal level? Will it come close enough to the two-thirds majority to make significant constitutional changes?
Well, I think if we hear and we read what is written, reported in the news yesterday and today, I think it all be depending upon really their alignment at the end of the day, whether they are really supporting us, holding in our struggle and in the manifesto that we had revealed to the nation. Now, of course, at the moment they are not with the PH, but it appears that they are friendly to PH. So, if the friendly means that they are supporting us wholly in our struggle in our manifesto, then I believe that would be the case. That would be a positive thing for the PH at the federal government, yeah.
Right, but YB, you know, with that positivity, you know, is that somehow mitigated, you know, given the comments that we have seen from Pakatan Harapan State Chief Chong Jian, you know, he calls his move superficial. So does that limit the amount of cooperation that the Pakatan Harapan parties in Sarawak, including yours, can have with this new Gabungan Parti Sarawak?
Yeah, I do agree with YB Chong on the reason for them to form this GPS. We all know this. We have heard of this rumor much earlier. And of course, it is very obvious. It's a political move just to distance themselves from the tarnished image of BN AMNO. And I think it is for their political survival. Be that as it may, we look at the whole thing. If they do change for the sake of political survival and they want to cooperate with the PH either at the state level or at the federal level, then of course we will welcome that. It's up to them to work together with us. But as far as we are concerned, I think there must be evidence at least that they are in accord with our struggle, with what we believe. We talk about good governance. We talk about going and exposing of corrupt practices all these years, you know, and they should be with us all this. So I think when you talk about cooperation, it lies on them to cooperate with us, because we have a mission, we have a vision for the nation and for the state of Sarawak. So it's up to them. And if they want to cooperate with us, it's up to implement and to deliver what we have promised to the people, then we welcome that, and I welcome that.
Baru, Pakatan at the state level is quite weak compared to the former Barisan Nasional, now Gabungan Parti Sarawak coalition. Despite perhaps, would you say, the possible cooperation that might ensue in the coming years, you are facing state elections perhaps in the next 2 years. Do you see Pakatan Sarawak going against GPS in a headlong coalition there to kind of gain the support? I mean, are you looking to take over, is Pakatan looking to take over the state of Sarawak?
Yeah, I think in the coming state election, it will be a different ballgame altogether. We all know that for the first time in the history of Sarawak that we have a change of government, and all this while, especially for the people in the rural of Sarawak, the perception and their understanding of this whole political change, a political movement, is set on one, and they don't see the distinction between political party and the government, and that's the problem that we had for all these years. But now we have the change for the first time that we can change the government, especially the federal government, and I think with this change we're going into this coming state election with a different perspective. And although the perception is that we are weak in Sarawak, but I think this victory of 10 seats and now plus two independent came and joined us, with this victory, I think Sarawak could be different. And I think we can say there was a restricted political tsunami that reached the shore of Sarawak. So I'm confident that this coming election, the state election, will be different. Now that GPS is declaring that they're friendly to us, that doesn't mean that when we get into the state election that we would agree to them, because they are not with PH. And secondly, I think the people on the ground understand this whole thing. There could be a different name, GPS. But the problem is, these are still the people that had been ruling this state for many years. And when you look at local policies, you talk about land rights, for example, native customer land rights issue. Now, the people now understand that the whole problem lies in the policy of the state government. So, and so many other policies that are affecting the people. So these are the things that I think would be very relevant to the people at the end of the day. And therefore, by changing your name without changing really the crux of the matter, the inner aspect and your struggle, I think that would be a challenge for them to convince the voters this time.
Thank you so much. That was Yang Bohomat Baru, BN PKR Sarawak State Chief and MP for Selangau. We'll be back with more business news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.